John Batchelor with Professor Peter Stansky. His new book is The Socialist Patriot. George Orwell, whose given name is Eric Blair, but the nom de guerre he takes upon himself early in his writing career is George, for that very English of kings, Orwell for a river near his home, George Orwell. George Orwell in war. The Cold War begins almost immediately after 1945, the end of the war, formally in 1948. The question is, when did George Orwell discover the Cold War, and what drove him to despair even more so than Animal Farm? Professor, you write that he was profoundly pessimistic when he approached 1984, which he published really near the close of his life. He's suffering from tuberculosis, and it will overwhelm him. What drove his pessimism between 45 and 49? Was there a single event?
No, well, I think what drove his pessimism was his experience in Spain, where he saw, led by the communists and the Russian influence, that it, in a way, betrayed the revolution. As I say, I think what drove his pessimism was that people's leaders' love of power. That they'll do almost anything in order to preserve they personally staying in power. That's why I felt the only solution was a regime, the change of leaders. When the Soviets suppressed the naval revolt, I think at Kronstadt, I've forgotten the date, but very early on in its history, he felt that indicated that the state would go wrong. So his optimism, I think, was driven by his love of the English people, and that he felt that England would. This famous definition of England in The Lion and the Unicorn, it's a family, but it's a family with the wrong members in control. And I think that suggests the two sides of his thinking. So his pessimism was driven by the leader's love of power, and his optimism was driven by that there would be a continual effort in England and hopefully elsewhere to make a better society, and we're very conscious now of the pressures for increased egalitarianism and tolerance, but also the increase of prejudice and laws being passed to restrict freedoms of abortion, of sexuality, and it's a fight that still continues. And of course, 1984, when it was originally published, it was very much, and it was financed, not its original publication, but it was for translations and dissemination. It was financed by the CIA, and was bad that a secret agency was paying money to make this more people read the book. It's an interesting conundrum. But it's been said by Louis Menard correctly that it was 1984 at Animal Farm were the two most important cultural documents of the Cold War. But now, 1984 had a great spurt in leadership, thanks to the growth of computers, which of course is very much a factor in 1984, this feeling that computers and AI and so forth may take over our lives and can change the past, which of course is very much in 1984. But also Trump has been absolutely fabulous for 1984 in that alternate facts, etc. The sales of 1984, thanks to Trump, skyrocketed, which I think is a nice touch.
The book is The Socialist Patriot, George Orwell in War. Four wars. The first war, the Spanish Civil War, the second war, and the Cold War. It ends with Orwell's very young death. And what he could have written and said after 1984 would have been most determinative of how to understand Socialist Patriot. Peter Stansky is the author, professor emeritus at Stanford University. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Nash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.